Yo, yo, welcome back to another episode of the Truth Podcast. This is your boy E with the real offspring of failure. Let's go. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yo, I'm bringing you a special episode today, and I'm going to start this episode off a little different from my other ones, and I'm going to show you what my inspiration or part of my inspiration was for this episode. So just bear with me, and I want you guys to just listen to something and see, you know, what my mind kind of goes through, the process that I go through to come up with some of my episodes. But I'm going to start you off and just hit you with something that's that kind of hit me a little different. You know, this song kind of touched me differently, and it kind of inspired what I was thinking about, and then some other things there too. But just check this out, and then, you know, we'll get into the episode. All right? Holla back.
Well, you better listen, my sisters and brothers. Because if you do, you can hear there are voices still calling across the years. And they're all crying across the ocean. And they're crying across the land. And they will too, we all come to understand. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free, one of us are chained, none of us are free. And there are people still in darkness, and they just can't see the light. If you don't say it's wrong, then that says it's right. We got to try to feel for each other. Let our brothers know that we care. Got to get the message, send it out loud and clear. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us are chained. None of us are free. Now I swear, your salvation isn't too hard to find. None of us can find it. On our own. We've got to join together in spirit, heart, and mind, so that every soul who's suffering will know that we're not alone. Oh, none of us are free. None of us are free, y'all. None of us are free, and one of us are chained.
Yo. Yes, that was part of my inspiration for this episode. Did you hear the hook? Did you hear the chorus? What my man was saying. I'm gonna let the song play in the background throughout this episode. Hopefully it doesn't distort my recording. But this song holds a lot of weight. Just the meaning of it, you know, him saying what he's saying. None of us are free. None of us are free. If one of us is chained, none of us are free. And that just speaks to everything we've been going through for this past couple of years, but not this past couple of years, but just with the civil unrest, starting with George Floyd back in 2020. And, you know, how everything kind of lit up across the world. I mean, I'm not saying this was the start of anything, but it was a catalyst that we were hoping that would bring on some change from all these lives that have been lost to senseless violence, senseless racial violence. I'm not talking about the senseless violence that the world or just people perpetuate on each other, period. I'm talking about when it's racially motivated. That's where we get the saying of Black Lives Matter. Not saying nobody else's life matters, and not saying our lives matter more than anyone else's, but that all our lives matter, that our lives matter just like your life matters, you know? And this song helped me kind of, you know, kind of motivated me to make this episode. But also I was watching Women of the Movement, the Emmett Till story, or Mammy Till Mobley's story about her son Emmett Till, who was killed back in 1955. You know, the little boy from Chicago, the little boy from the Chicago, the child who was murdered, who was lynched, who was tortured, who was beaten, who was drowned, who was, you know, who was left for dead like a piece of trash. Emmett Till. If you don't know the Emmett Till story, I'm not going to sit here and educate you on something you should already know about. But in 1955, Emmett Till was visiting family in Mississippi and had a occurrence, or had a situation, a meeting, a happenstance to come across a white woman who claimed that he disrespected her, claimed that he whistled at her, claimed that he touched her, claimed that he grabbed her, claimed all these dumbass, stupid, untruth that caused this little boy to be kidnapped from his parents, from his not parents, but his family's home, his uncle, that he was down there visiting, and was subsequently murdered by some white guys and some black guys that had something to do with it also, you know. But the story is deeper. It's deeper than that. When you watch the show and kind of get a more clear perspective at the details of what happened and what this child went through, and then what his mother went through, you know, it's a difficult watch. Don't get me wrong. It turns your stomach. Just sitting there watching it, and I'd say turn your stomach in a sickening way, but turns your stomach in a way that you're infuriated. You know, it's frustrating that we go through this, that we constantly go through this. I mean, it's all, you know, I could sit all day, I could talk for hours about the evils that people do, not about white or black or anything else, not about even a race thing, but just what people do to each other, period. You know, that could be a whole nother show. That's going to be a whole nother show. But what I'm focused on right now is the pain and trauma that we have been through as a people. And I'm not going to make this a long episode. I just needed to get some things off my chest about watching that. Because it was hard to watch and hard to just imagine, try to put yourself in that situation as the mother, as the family members, as the people living around that in that time, who were around, who had no, who had no recourse, no resources to even try to defend themselves or stand up for themselves, who felt like this was just a way of life. You know, a lot of people stood up and tried to fight back, but this was like a normal thing going on in this country when it came to black people, black men particularly. But this boy was not a man. And it just to watch it. And we're not going to talk about how his body looked and what she showed to the world, because that goes without saying. And that's a whole nother issue within itself, that she had that kind of strength to do that. And I don't know, as a parent and as a parent of a young man, a young black boy, that would have been hard for me to do. She had a lot more strength than I could have ever had in that situation, to even sit in the same room with them people and control yourself and compose yourself was in itself miraculous, even though I know it was a different time back then. But it was just, that's your baby, you know? And the strength of this woman was just—it was amazing. It was amazing. It's not even too many superlatives I can use or adjectives that you can explain or describe what this woman was and what she did and what she started. Because she was the catalyst of the change. Well, not she, but you know, the death of her son, and it was many more. Don't you know? Emmett was not the first. Won't be the last. Remember, we just had Ahmaud Arbery. It still happens. just not with the frequency that it did back then. But, you know, there's so many people, so many names. And if I started naming names, I would be, you know, this episode would be a day long if I just started naming names of just black people who were wrongfully killed or executed or lynched, murdered, assassinated, whatever word you want to use, by white people or black people who have been used by white people to because of the color of their skin or what they believed in or whatever the case may be. So it was just sickening to sit there and watch that and watch these people, you know, act out this time where, you know, we had to sit down, you know, and we had no choice. The way we, you know, the way we were taught was to not even fight back. You know, there was a part in the show where she was upset with her mother, Mamie, was upset with her mother because she told her mother, "You never taught me to fight back. You never taught us to fight. You know, you just taught us to, you know, to survive." And that's understanding. I'm not saying it to be disparaging to her mother or anything like that, but she taught her child to survive, you know, and that's what she was trying to teach Emmett when he went down to Mississippi, when he went to visit his family. You know, the things she was telling him, you know, when you see a white person, put your head down. Don't look them in the eye. If you get into a situation, you bump them or something like that on the street by accident, you know, you apologize profusely. Get on your knees if you have to, you know, things of that nature, you know, just to survive. That's the way black people thought or what had to be thinking back then, that's the only way they could survive, because these people were relentless in their supposed and blind superiority, or this thought that we were nothing to them, and how dare we ever stand up and try to be treated equally or be human beings in their eyes, you know. Part of the trial, when I was watching it, that got me when they were talking in the trial, and she and the white woman, Bryant, I don't give a shit what her name was, lousy bitch, that's what she is. She tells this lie about how this 14-year-old boy, from all accounts, was the sweetest thing ever, grabbed her by her waist and grabbed her hand and accosted her and said these profane things to her about him being with white women before and blah, blah. That's a 14-year-old boy in 1955. Really? Really? He was a mama's boy. You know, it doesn't make a difference who his mama was, who his daddy, whatever the case may be. It was a 14-year-old boy, you know, and she's telling the story of this man. They tried to, you know, address him as this man that accosted this white woman and put his hand on her hip and tried to pull her close and told her what he could do with her and she shouldn't be afraid and he could do this and do, you know, all this bullshit. But the thing that got me about listening to that was the fact that the audience, even though I know this is acted out, but, you know, this is from court records and things of this nature, and the way the people in the courtroom was just, you know, "Oh, my God, how dare, oh, what, are you serious? What?" And then when she said, "Well, I went and got my gun," and they like, yeah, you should have shot it. You know, basically, they basically like, you know, how, you know, that's that, it, this, even that, even if that was true, even if he had touched her hand or he had winked or whistled at her or smiled at her inappropriate, or she deemed to be inappropriate or whatever, that's justification for what happened to this child, you know. And that's just the sickness that I can't even fathom. And the fact that it still permeates through our society today. He has a sign that they put up for him in Mississippi. I think they were where they found his body. And I watched a documentary, another documentary. And they were putting this sign up for like the fourth time. Back in, I think this was 2016, maybe. And because they had to put the sign up for the fourth time, because people, the white people, were going and desecrating the sign, vandalizing it, shooting it, you know, tearing it down or whatever. And they kept putting this sign up to commemorate him. But this was a child that was murdered, was lynched for no reason, for no reason at all. And these motherfuckers, I'm sorry, these motherfuckers have the audacity to think this is some type of linchpin between them and, you know, what they feel their race is, you know, they feel their race is being threatened by the story of a young boy who was wrongfully executed, that was lynched by some men who didn't even get punished for it, and they feel like that's okay, you know, that's a problem for them. That's the sickness that goes on in this country, and it goes on around the world. Don't get me wrong, it's just this country. But, you know, I want to sit here and be that person that disparages any group of people by the actions of some. But these whites, oh my God, these whites, this attitude that is like, we own everything, and how dare anybody step up, or how dare anybody have the audacity to take what we took, basically, you know what I'm saying? Because they ain't made shit. They didn't create shit. They just took shit. You know what I'm saying? They just took everything, and everything was theirs. And it's funny and amazing how you can have a white person from, it gotta be the South, North, East, West, wherever the hell they are, that ain't got a pot to piss in or one to throw it out of. But you can have a black man, brown man, Asian man, whoever, man, woman, whatever the case may be, who has made some of themselves, who's doing well in life, who's worked hard and done well in life, and this person who's done nothing thinks they're better than you just because their skin is white, just because they're Caucasian. That shit is amazing to me that they think this way. And the fact that we still go through this to this day, like I said, it's not out there like it was back then. Yeah, people say things are getting better, but it's just, it's more hidden now. It's more subliminal, as, you know, as opposed to being overt. You know, even back then, there were people who were sickened by that. There were white people who were staunchly against what happened, were sickened by what happened to Emmett Till. But the voices weren't there. People who they put people in power that were the pieces of shit that kept things like this going, you know. But if you haven't seen it, if you haven't watched it, it's on Hulu. Women of the Movement is basically about Mamie Till Mobley, and you need to go watch it. I was telling my kids to watch it, and they gave me this old bull crap about, you know, I'm tired of black trauma, and they're making money off our black trauma and blah blah. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. You need to know what's going on. You need to be upset. People act like it's a thing. It's a problem about getting upset. You want to get upset because, you know, somebody and, you know, some celebrity might have said something, blah, blah, blah. No, you need to get upset by the history of things so you can make sure you're not on, you know, you're not one of the ones that perpetuate the occurrence or the reoccurrence of it. You know, you're not on that side of history that you allow this to happen again. You need to be pissed. You need to be aware of all things, all the history. There's so many stories out there we have no idea about, that, you know, we don't know about all the people, all the black people who were just wiped out. Think of all the legacies, all the family trees and the trauma that all our people have been through. And they talk about they don't know how to, you know, give us reparations, or we don't need it, and slavery was so long ago. Well, fuck slavery. How about Jim Crow? How about the 1930s and 40s and 50s? You know what I'm saying? The 60s. That was only 50 years ago. You know, Emmett Till was what? My father, the same year my father was born. You know what I'm saying? That was what? 67 years ago? You know, that's not even a lifetime. You know? That's right. My father was still alive. I still got people in my family that's older than that who were alive when this was going on. And y'all saying this is too long ago and we can't figure it out. You can figure it out, because so many people were lost. So many people were taken away. So many families, fathers and mothers were erased and changed the courses of so many people's lives. So their grandchildren, great grandchildren out here. There was one guy I watched the documentary about, this guy named Henry Pegg Gilbert. And he was a farmer. Him and his wife had had worked hard and accumulated some wealth for black, you know, blacks back in Georgia. And he had like 111 acres of land that he had built up on his own, was able to buy, and he was doing well for himself. And ended up some situation happened where this one black guy hit accidentally ran over a calf from a white guy's farm, and the white guy threatened him. That's the whole accident, but the white guy threatened him, act like he was gonna whoop him or kill him or whatever because he hit his calf or whatever. And the black guy defending himself shot the man, but he shot the man, killed him. He ended up running away, you know, because it wasn't self-defense, but I'm not finna sit here and get lynched in Georgia. So he ran, rightfully so. But with that happening, this father of four girls, husband, man with his own land, you know, doing well for himself, was arrested because somebody said that he was holding or hiding the guy who shot the white guy, which he had no idea what this guy was, had nothing to do with this guy. Yeah, he knew him. They were from the same town. Had nothing to do with this guy at all. You know, somebody just picked him out and said, oh, he must have been at his house. Some bullshit like that. They arrested this man for no reason, no warrant, no charges ever brought against him, anything like that. And ended up killing this man in jail. Beat this man to death. Shot him 5 times. Broke his leg. Broke his body up. Crushed his skull. Did everything they could to this man. And tortured and beat this man, basically lynched this man. And his wife ended up going, you know, was doing bad and ended up having a nervous breakdown after they arrested her also, you know, ended up having a nervous breakdown. She lived till she was about 80 some odd years old. But her children's children are still affected by this. You know, they want their inheritance from this land that they had to give up because their father was killed and mother was taken away to jail. And they don't, they, you know, just think if that family was able to strive and build like all these white people and white families were able to build and have wealth and build for their families. Just think where they could be. Think of all the families, all the men and the women that were taken away so soon, that what they could have done, what they could have accomplished if they weren't snatched away from life by these evil ass white people. You know, think about the Tulsa riots, you know, the Black Wall Street, things of that nature. That all the wealth that could have came to the black community from these families that built up and were well-to-do and actually started legacies of success and affluence that could have permeated through our communities and our culture. But these people were snatched away, you know, because they were doing well. You know, you do well and you're snatched away. You know, these are the kind of things people need to think about. These kind of things people need to understand when they talk about reparations and how you're going to do it and yada, yada, yada. You need to figure it out because if everybody else gets it, why can't we get it? The Jewish people have gotten it. The Japanese people have gotten it. Why can't we get it? And we're still suffering from it. We're still going through it. We're still, you know, dealing with, you know, police brutality and things of this nature. Like I said, we just had Ahmaud Arbery lynched and killed. For what? For nothing. You know? Yeah, we got justice for it, but goddamn, do we have to keep going through it just because of the color of our skin? You know, we don't want to, we all need to stand up and you know, not just rest on our laurels of, we know we had a black president and, you know, we got black millionaires and yada, yada, yada. And people doing, yeah, we people are doing good, but there are people who are not. And this kind of stuff keeps happening, you know. Yeah, bad things happen to everybody. But proportionately, you know, for this racial component that, you know, goes through this country, about how people are treated, how we are treated, we need some get right. You know what I'm saying? We need something to kind of, you know, get us right. This is long overdue, you know. But I just needed to get that little rant off because that show really it touched me and it made me upset. It upset me, you know, it upsets you, and it's not an easy watch. You know what I'm saying? Because You see the pain that they caused and the senseless violence against a child that was just, I mean, it's just disgusting. And we've all seen the picture. You know, we all seen the you know, the body in the casket and everything, and see what the boy looked like. And it's sickening, especially if you got a child. And then just to go through the years of all the other names, all the other men, boys, children, women, girls, black babies, black faces, black bodies that could just cross, that can go across this country of just death and destruction they have done to our people just because of our skin color, for nothing more than just because of our skin color. You know, like I said, I'm not comparing this to just senseless black acts of violence by human beings, because there's a lot of evil fucking people in the world. White, black, red, yellow, gray, whatever the fuck you want to call me, all evil. But I'm talking about a particular thing. Okay, I'm talking about one particular thing, which is the eradication of our people and the derogation of our people just because of what we are. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm black. The pictures of, you know, my people hanging from trees and shit like that. You know, the assassination of people who spoke out. You know, just the senseless, you know, unprovoked violence against black faces and black babies is ridiculous. And I call them babies. I don't care if they was grown baby, you know, or whatever age they were. It was somebody's baby. And these people took them away for no reason. So I just need to get that out. I need to get that out. I didn't want it to be this long, but, you know, it was so much. I can just be going. I can go all day. I can go all day. So I'm going to cut this short. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Really, if you get a chance to, I want to see more postings about this show. You know, I've seen postings about everything else. You know, all these other shows, the ghost and all the, you know, the black shows that are on, and people talking about them on social media. Why ain't nobody on social media talking about this? You know, this is something that we all need to know. We need to sit down with our children, especially with our sons, and sit down and watch this and watch what they've done, you know, and know and let it live in us. Let that pain come to you. So then you can do better and inspire you to do something different. Ain't nothing wrong with a little pain. Nothing wrong with being shook, right? You know, it's not about, you know, making money off black trauma. It's about teaching us about our history and for us to be aware of what's going on or what has happened and why we are where we are right now. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. This is your boy E. I just have to get that out. This is the truth. Please come back. Another episode dropped really soon. Love you guys. Again, hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. None of us can find it on our own. We got to join together in spirit, heart, and mind, so that every soul who's suffering will know. Yo, again, thank you for joining me for another episode of the True Podcast. This is The Real Offspring of Failure with your boy E. I really appreciate you guys coming and supporting and listening to me. I hope you really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope you enjoyed the music. Come see me again for another episode. I'll be dropping another episode pretty soon. I hope you guys come and support me again. And again, anything that I said, anything I talked about, if you want to talk about it, you got any comments, remarks, ideas, suggestions, anything you don't disagree with me with, or you agree with me, or you just like, hey man, you crazy, let's talk about it. If you got any suggestions, holler at me, leave me a message, I'll put you on here, we can talk about it anytime. You know, any music suggestions, any songs you want to hear, holler at your boy, I got you. All right, again, thank you guys for coming. This is your boy E, and this is another episode of The Real Offspring of Failure, That Truth Podcast. Peace.